Father, as we open up your word, we pray that you will speak to us, that Christ Jesus would be revealed in us and through us, that especially now in this hour, that we will demonstrate to all the world that you are alive, that you are who you say you are. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, please open it up. This morning, I want to talk to you about divine healing. Divine healing. I'm not talking about an airy-fairy, hocus-pocus kind of healing. I'm talking about divine healing. Healing that comes through only that beautiful name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. I want you this morning to know up front that we serve an almighty God, a living and miracle-working God. There are some things that are impossible with man, but as we know from Scripture, that with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. There's no disclaimer, there's no asterisk, there's no thing of ever saying, well, it depends on the times, depends on the conditions, it depends on this, or it's dependent upon that. No, 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 it says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. You see, either we're going to believe that everything that is written in God's word is the truth, or everything is a lie. There is no middle ground. We cannot cherry pick the scriptures we like, and then those whom we read that challenges us, that challenges our faith, it's easier than to justify our unbelief by saying, well, maybe that's just not our portion for this time or this hour. But I want you also to know that your breakthrough this morning is not coming, it is now. Your breakthrough is not coming, it is here and right now. Come on again, if you believe that, let your amen be the loudest. Come on, I heard you all the way there from your living room, from your hospital room, I heard you. And I believe that today, that you will not only receive your healing, but that God will supernaturally awaken something on the inside of you. That He will activate you. So that from this day, He will use you as you walk in the supernatural power of God. To be an instrument of healing. So that you may be a blessing to those around you. In Jesus' name. I want you to know this morning that you may have enemies. You might have been fighting certain sicknesses or illnesses or diseases. But the Bible promises that you will possess the gates of the enemy. And whoever possesses the gates has the power, has the authority. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Jesus said, I have given you all authority over all the power of the enemy. In Matthew 10 verse 1, he again says, I have given you authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Lo and behold, it says, and every kind of disease and illness. Every kind, not some. Not some are more dreaded than others. You know what? There are some that God can heal, but hey, others, no. Not at all. We need to get to the place of understanding once again that there is more power in your shadow than all of the power of every demon in hell combined. That right now, every step that you take, you're taking that step, walking in divine power and authority. For Jesus has given you all authority over all the power of the enemy to heal every kind of disease, sickness, and illness. This is why we don't manage the devil. This is why we trample upon him. He's not over your head, he is underneath your feet. This is why we don't manage demons. We most definitely do not counsel demons. The Bible says we cast them out. Don't counsel a demon. cast it out. Tell it to go. Tell it to leave in Jesus' name. That's how you'd respond. I want you to say this aloud with me. Say this: I'm not afraid of the devil. The devil is afraid of me. Come on, say this once more and say it this time like you believe it. I am not afraid of the devil. The devil is afraid of me. You see, if that becomes a revelation to you, nothing can stop you. Nothing will be able to stop you. In 1 John 4, verse 4, it says that greater is he that is in me than the one who is in this world. Greater is he that is in me. Who is in you? It's a divine Lord Jesus Christ who is operating on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in you than the one who is in this world. And this is why you can walk out, even when you walk in the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear nothing, for you know that greater is he that is in you than the one who's in this world. I have a revelation that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that no one can curse whom God has blessed, that though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, nothing that is of the evil one will come near me. And to also boldly declare that I will live and not die and declare the goodness of God. I will live and not die and declare the goodness of God. You see, this is why even us as a pastoral team, we've been on the front line since the very start of this pandemic. Since the very start, being on the front lines. And again, this is the picture of the church. Do not let anyone tell you that the church is non-essential. The church is God's legislative authority upon the earth. The church is the ones who have been given the divine assignment for that which is in heaven to be made manifest upon the earth. No other entity, no government, no world leader or leaders have been given that right. But we collectively, as the body of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is his legislative authority upon the earth. And I want to remind every devil in hell that Jesus is still building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. In Jesus' name. I'm rattling some religious feathers, even some scientific feathers this morning. But I decree and I declare this day that after today, you will no longer wait for breakthrough, but that you will become a carrier of breakthrough and become a blessing to your generation. In Jesus' name. You say, how do you become a carrier of breakthrough? And you say, Pastor Kevin, I thought you were going to pray for the sick. I will pray for you just now. But there is something greater that needs to shift this morning. People who no longer say, well, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for my healing. But people who go onto Facebook even right now, who say, I'm here, I'm available. Who can I pray for the healing this morning? That is a shift that I'm wanting to challenge. That you will not only be the one seeking breakthrough, but that you will become the carrier of breakthrough. That is what Jesus wanted for his church. That's the reason he sent them as sheep among wolves. Wherever you go, preach the gospel of the kingdom. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. That was a divine assignment. Jesus did not shy away from touching a leper. John G. Lake touched patients who tested positive for the bubonic plague. That's something you did not recover from. Leprosy in the early New Testament times was a guaranteed death sentence unless there was a divine intervention. But Jesus, knowing that naturally there's no cure, there was not going to be any vaccine, it did not prevent him to touch the lepers. to cleanse them, to make them whole. I'm here to challenge some mindsets here this morning. You say, Pastor Kevin, how can you say these things? We've got some fact checkers out there. Here's the only fact you would ever need. That if the Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. If the Bible declares that by His stripes I am healed, that's what I believe, and that's the revelation I walk in. If the Bible says that 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, and that no evil thing will come near me or come near my house, that is the revelation that I walk in. In Jesus' name. We've been on the front lines. My wife and I, my family and I, we've been on the front lines since the start. No COVID. Said this before, I'll say it again. COVID can go to hell because that's where it comes from. In fact, every sickness, every disease, cancer. Oh, I feel even right now. Come on, just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're watching me right now and there is cancer in your body, cancerous tumors will fall out of your body right now. We come now against that spirit of cancer, that spirit of sickness, of infirmity, and even the spirit of death itself. We rebuke you. We curse you, cancer. And we tell you, get out now and never return. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. For He is the one who makes you whole this morning. There's some of you, you are facing a challenge in your body. It's undiagnosed in terms of the fact that the doctors do not know what it is. It's interesting how people run to God when scientists have no explanation, but other times dismiss the existence of God and His miracle-working power when science seemed to have an explanation. But the situation you might have right now is still undiagnosed. Doctors say they don't know what's wrong. But you know in your body that there's something that's wrong. Doctors confirmed, they do the test, there's something wrong, but they don't know what to call it. They don't know really what's happening. I want to encourage you right now that just as the Lord Jesus Christ touched that woman, or in essence, the woman with the issue of blood touched Him, she released her faith in the anointing. And it was that moment that she felt in her body that she had been made whole. For that which was the cause of the issue had dried up at the source. God doesn't just take away the symptoms. Many times at best, a doctor can prescribe something that takes away or even just alleviate some of the symptoms. God is the one who goes to the source of the problem, and that problem dries up now at the source. In Jesus' name, be healed, be made whole now in Jesus' name. That sickness, that disease is not welcome, will never ever come back to your body in Jesus' name. Be set free. Be delivered. You say, well, what about me? Pastor Kevin, you didn't mention one of my sicknesses or my diseases. It doesn't have to be your disease or your sickness. It was paid for by the blood of Jesus. That sickness, that disease was nailed to that cross. Do not ever say, my sickness, my disease. Don't pet it, don't pamper it, but release it right now. Even just put your hand on your body. Come on, just as a point of contact, just put your hand on your body, wherever that problem is. Whatever it is, you know, just say that name. If it's multiple things, just say that name. You might say, I'm a little bit embarrassed. Well, just say that name. Let that devil know exactly you aren't to that devil. No longer lurking in the shadows. Devil, I see you. Call out that spirit. Call out that sickness. Call out that disease. Come on, you need to speak it out. That is how you become a carrier of the breakthrough of God. Using your mouth, speaking life over your body. Speaking life over your conditions, over your circumstances. So do that right now. Just put your hand on wherever that is. If it's multiple areas, just put your hand somewhere on you as a point of contact. And I want everyone in this room right now to stretch forth your hands. Father, right now we release your miracle, your healing power into every home, into every place where this broadcast is going. where even the sound of my voice is going. We speak now to every sickness, every disease, and we remind at this moment that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has given us all authority over all the power of the devil. So we use that authority now to remind you that the blood of Jesus is against you, and by His stripes you are now healed in Jesus' name. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, it's important for us to begin to operate in the power of the anointing. In the anointing of God. The very word anointing means to rub, to paint, or to smear. That's what it means. And if you really look at the application thereof, it means to touch. Listen to this. Matthew 18 verse 19 in the King James, it says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Deuteronomy 15, 19 says, "The Lord your God will bless you in all the works and in all that to which you put your hand." Can you see the first scripture reveals that when you touch something, you take possession of it even right there. It needs to become tangible. You need to touch it. Then it shall be done unto them. The second scripture also reveals that whatever you put your hand to will prosper, it will produce. Can you see the importance of touching something? Releasing the anointing of God by means of a point of contact. Touching, rubbing, smearing, painting. That's what the word anointing means. Mark chapter 5 verse 28. I just spoke about this. The woman of the issue of blood. Listen to this. She said, "If only I may touch his clothes," or you know this from a different translation as touching the hem of his garment, "if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." She had faith all along, but she only received her breakthrough, her miracle, when she reached out her hand physically and touched the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus. Think about that. It was only up until that moment of that touch that she was healed, delivered, set free, made whole. I do not mean to make a doctrine out of this, but I read this portion of scripture to you to get this point across. 2 Kings 13:21 in the New King James. It says, "So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders. And they put the man in the tomb of Elisha." So they were on their way to a funeral, when suddenly they saw a band of raiders. They saw a gang. They knew they had to fight. So they simply took this body and they threw the body into the tomb belonging to Elisha. "And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha," touched the bones of Elisha, "he was revived and he stood up to his feet." Touching his bones of a dead man, he was revived and he stood up. And then this, Mark 16:18, this is for you, this is for me, this is for the body of Christ in this hour. "Hear the voice of the Lord," as he says, Mark 16:18 in the New King James, "they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. Jesus did not shy away from touching a leper. A condition that there was no cure for. When you contracted leprosy, it was a sure death sentence. It was a very painful experience until you met your demise. It was a guaranteed death sentence. Yet we know from scripture upon scripture upon scripture, where Jesus healed the lepers, cleansing the lepers by touching them, releasing the anointing to heal them in that moment. Oh, church, have we forgotten? Have we forsaken our first love? Have we got so caught up with the language of this world that we have forgotten what is written? You will lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Jesus commanded us to do that. He even said, cleanse the lepers. Touch those whom no one wants to touch. Touch those whom no one even wants to be in the vicinity of. Touch those whom everyone despises, whom everyone rejects. Those whom, when people see them, they throw them with stones. And Jesus said, touch them. Cleanse them. Heal them. Set them free. Make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And teach them to observe all that I've instructed them. You see, how can we claim to be a disciple? How can we claim to be a Christian when we do not take heed to all that He has instructed? When we do not teach all that He has commanded? In Isaiah 10 and verse 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and His yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And so, as much as I want to pray for the sick like we have today, and as much as I want to pray for the sick every time we go live across the world from Buffalo City, South Africa, we will always pray for the sick. We will always pray for those who are in search of a loving Savior. Absolutely. We will stand with you. We will walk with you. But we also want to disciple you. That is the task of the local church. And this being 2021, the year of the local church, we need to get back to basics. Equipping the church. Mobilizing the saints. So that they are not just the ones in need of breakthrough, but carriers of breakthrough. Carriers of the anointing. The anointing that speaks of fatness, that makes your neck so large that no restraint will ever be able to fit around you. That you will not be contained. That you will not, let I dare say, be locked down by anything or anyone in this world. Because it is the anointing that totally and utterly obliterates, destroys the yoke of bondage. You do not need to run to a man of God every time you need something. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of you. The same power, the same resurrection, life-giving, miracle-working power is in me. Is in you. There's no difference. You say, well, I'm a pastor. Well, I will gladly let that down if that will help you to step up and rise up to become the son and the daughter of God you're supposed to be. If all you see is pastor, PS, studies, certificates, doctorates, and whatever else on the wall, and you think that that is the reason you're missing it. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we wish for, ask for, or even begin to imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. His power is at work upon the earth right now. But so many times Christians look to the power that is on the outside and they fail to realize the power that is within. You are a carrier of that power, a carrier of the supernatural power of God. So if you desire to walk in the supernatural power, right there we are, just lift up your hands. Father, you see every heart. You see every hand that is lifted to you right now. Lord, I pray that you will open up the windows of heaven even right now, that they will hear a voice from heaven saying out loud that you are my son, you are my daughter, whom I love, in you I am well pleased. That they will hear you speak to them, releasing them now to walk on water, to walk in the supernatural. So we pray right now for the fire of God to fall, to burn on the inside of you. Let there become a passion that is burning on the inside of you to save the lost, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, as you now become a carrier of the supernatural, a carrier of breakthrough, a carrier to those all around you in the name of Jesus. If you receive that, come on once more. Let your shout be the loudest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.